Joanna, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program.
I'm very happy to.
We have seen something of a push, at least for an acknowledgement that there is an issue at the very least. But why is it, in your view, as somebody who's studied this, so important to see more representation of trans peoples in the media, in the TV and movie industry?
Yeah, it is. It's really important. I think one of the key issues, too, is actually not just the amount of representation, but the type of representation. And I think that's why Supergirl is so exciting, because it's actually a very new mode of transgender representation, because previously we've seen, actually, there's a long history of trans people being portrayed quite badly within film and TV. And more recently, there's been more positive portrayals, more interesting, complex characterizations. And now with Supergirl, presumably we won't just be focusing on her being trans, we'll be focusing on all the other amazing super adventures that she goes on, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that certainly is something that stands out to me about this story, because it's one thing to see representation on a program like Orange is the New Black and see the topic handled very sensitively and certainly very, you know, in touching on all these important issues. But it's sometimes people just want to be seeing themselves as a superhero. Sometimes they want to see themselves as an action star. These kind of representations are very important too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just have to think about how important it was when female action heroes started to be represented in film and TV, and how exciting that was for women. And yeah, absolutely the same thing again, that we can see these fantastical characters do amazing things.
And another big part of this debate has been seeing trans actors playing trans characters. How important do you feel that is?
Well, it's also very important, and it's quite complex. There's some practical reasons for it at the moment, just in terms of trans actors often don't play cisgender roles. So, you know, they are often required to be playing transgender characters. So if you're not giving the transgender role to transgender actors, who are they? What are they supposed to, you know, how are they supposed to perform their craft? But also just in terms of diversity generally. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No, you're
just
not.
I've just lost my train of thought. Can you ask me the question again?
It was just about trans actors playing trans characters and how that was important as well.
Yes, absolutely. But there's a big context that we need to think about too, in terms of transgender people being perceived as deceptive, and so seeing their authentic identities as actually just being dressed up. And so if you have cisgender actors playing transgender people, then it can come across as supporting that idea that that transgender people are actually just dressing up, which of course they're not.
Well, it was quite interesting, because obviously the controversy that immediately jumps out of this conversation right now is Scarlett Johansson copped a great deal
of
flack.
Yeah.
You know, she was going to be the lead in this film, Rug and Tug, playing a trans male character. Now, it intrigued me looking at Nicole Maines when she's been cast in this role as Supergirl. Unsurprisingly, she's been asked about this kind of controversy and had to say, cisgender actors don't take trans roles out of malice. I think it's just failure to realise the context behind having cisgender people play transgender characters, because we don't see the same issue with sexuality. Now, that intrigued me, because we don't necessarily, I mean, certainly there are similar controversies when a straight actor plays a gay character, perhaps, but we don't see it to this kind of level that we are seeing around trans representation right now. What do you think that is?
Well, I think that's got to do with sort of what I was just speaking about in relation to trans people being perceived as deceptive and just sort of play acting their personality, whereas which is quite different in terms of sexuality and different again in terms of race. So there's this different cultural context that we need to consider in relation to trans, like how trans people have been historically represented. And I think we can see the change too with Scarlett Johansson now withdrawing from the role, just how much more awareness there is that's occurring in relation to trans people being given those parts. there is also a difference between film and TV that needs to be considered here too, because big Hollywood films often need a big name to be funded and then to sort of do well at the box office. So there's a bit of star power that becomes an issue as well. So it's very interesting to see Scarlett Johansson withdraw now, and it'd be interesting to see what happens with the film from here on in.
Mm. Actually, that's quite intriguing to me, the distinction you make there between television and film, because, you know, I think we touched on this before, what kind of roles we're seeing trans actors or what kind of trans characters we're seeing represented, but the ones that are lacking as well, do you feel we are still lacking some sort of diversity in roles for trans characters?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's part of what I was saying about Supergirl being so exciting, because we're not just going to be focusing on her being trans. Often when trans characters appear in, even in sort of medical dramas, you know, as passing characters passing through, it's always about them being trans. That's what's most interesting about them. And so hopefully we start to see more diversity as well in the types of roles that trans people can play and the characterizations that we're offered. And I think we are starting to see that. So hopefully we continue in that direction. As I said, for the diversity generally and how film and TV represent us as a society.
Just as a final point, Joanna, here in Australia, I mean, I wouldn't say all Australian media is a little bit follow the leader when we look at what's coming out of the United States, but certainly there are some trends. Do you think we might see that increase in diversity on Australian screens as well?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. We haven't followed America's lead very strongly just yet. We are starting to see some examples of it. There was a really exciting actually young adult show that was on the ABC called First Day, about a trans girl's first day at high school, who was, and it was played by a trans actor too, the role was. So perhaps we'll see more, but I think Australia might take a little bit longer, unfortunately. Also just because we just have less people and less screen content being made in Australia. But we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Well, Joanna, thank you very much. I do appreciate your insight in this one this morning.
Thanks, John.